You've got another edition of Off to the Races on this Saturday morning. Mike Bozich, your host, welcoming you to another busy edition of the program featuring all the stars of harness racing. And we have got a very, very good show here for you today. Driver Matt Kekalian. Seems like we've gotten a lot of driver milestones as of late. Well, driver Matt Kekalian just won his 7,000th race last Tuesday at Pocono. Imagine that, 7,000 wins. He is going to be joining us on the program, and he has accomplished quite a bit since donning the driving colors. Third-generation horseman. He is a four-time driver championship winner at Pocono, twice in UDR, so six driving championships to his credit at Pocono, and we're going to be talking to Matt Kekalian. Plus, Kenny Livingood, the fine young announcer from Northfield Park, going to be joining us as well. Good conversation with Kenny. Like I said, love when you have a chance to talk to other announcers or somebody in the broadcast field, because you really don't have to do a lot of prep work because they're used to speaking. They're used to that public spotlight, so they can just kind of go on and on. But a good chat with Kenny, that's coming up a little bit later on in the program. You've got Off to the Races, another edition on this Saturday morning. We'll kick things off with driver extraordinaire Matt Kekalian. You got my 96.7 WDLR and AM 1270, and Off to the Races, back in a flash.
It's known as the Great American Harness Race, the Little Brown Jug, and it's held right here in Delaware, Ohio. Why? Because Ohio is the heartland of harness racing. In Ohio, the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association keeps things running smoothly and is here to make sure that harness racing remains strong. Breed in Ohio, buy in Ohio, race in Ohio, and win in Ohio. Join us and keep Ohio as the driving force of harness racing. Call 800-353-6442, the OHHA.
Cashman's Horse Equipment, proudly serving the equine and livestock community for over 40 years. Do you need rubber mats for your horse stalls? Horse safe fencing for your farm? A round pen to exercise your next winter? Cashman's has you covered, featuring the highest quality items at the best prices. Visit our friendly and knowledgeable team Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and shop over 10 acres of inventory. Conveniently located in Delaware, Ohio on US 42 North, just minutes from the home of the iconic Little Brown Jug. Or shop online anytime at cashmans.com.
Love horses? If you show, race, or just like to ride, Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center is here to help your horse live its best life. Our team of board-certified equine specialists provide world-class medical care and surgical care, 24-hour emergency critical care, neonatal intensive care, and advanced diagnostics and imaging 365 days a year. On-farm care is also available through our Columbus and Marysville locations. Call 614-292-6661. Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center. Caring. Down to a science.
And welcome back to Off to the Races. Mike Bozich here. Special guest on this edition. We're joined by driver Matt Kekalian. Recently got his 7,000th driving win last Tuesday at Pocono. Welcome in, Matt.
Hey, thanks, Mike. Thanks for having me.
You know, whenever I talk to drivers, especially the ones that have accomplished milestones, you know, it seems like I get different answers from different people in regards to, is that something that you were thinking about during the race? Is that something that's kind of like a monkey on your back? I mean, a lot of drivers, to be honest, it's such a day-in, day-out, drive-by-drive business, they don't even realize they're reaching the milestone. Where were you kind of in that mindset of things?
I knew I was getting close, probably when I was about 70 or 80 wins away, someone made me aware that I was, you know, coming up on it. And, you know, then when you start getting closer, it's there. I don't think it affects me anymore. Maybe when I was a younger kid and, you know, when I was the youngest to 1,000 or the youngest to 2,000, it was something I was thinking about probably each race getting to that point. But now that I've gotten so far along and I've been doing this for a while, it wasn't something that was in my mind. You know, I was like, I know I need one more, but it's not like I was thinking about it going into each race. Like, I got to win this race. You know, I got to get this done.
Well, listen, you're a wily veteran now, as I like to say, but you know, there was a time, like everybody else, where you weren't such a wily veteran. You know, we're on Ohio radio show, you know, you got your start in Michigan, and technically that's not going to play well to a lot of Ohio State Buckeye fans, but I spent 10 years up there in Michigan, too, but you got your start in Michigan in third-generation horseman. Tell us how things really got rolling for you.
Yeah, you know, I grew up in Michigan. I'm a big, big Michigan Wolverine fan, so that's not going to go over well, you know, Delaware, Ohio, and all that. But, I was born and grew up in Michigan, and my family moved to Florida when I was about 14 or 15. And that's actually where I got my license, was down at Pompano. And then I moved to Northfield, Ohio, and raced there. I moved there when I was 19, and I raced there for a few years. And then I made it here to Pennsylvania, and I've been here since 2010.
Visiting with driver Matt Kikaly. Now, Matt, you mentioned you made the move from Pompano to Northfield Park, and you know, I've read a couple articles on you, and you've said a couple of times that it wasn't the easiest start for you getting used to that half-mile track known as the home of the Flying Terns.
Yeah, no, it was definitely a big adjustment. You know, not just the climate, obviously. South Florida to Cleveland, Ohio is two different worlds, but the adjustment from going from a 5/8 mile track, like that was all I was ever on. You know, Pompano's a 5/8, that's all I ever started driving on. You go to Northfield where it's half mile and they're aggressive and run and gun, and there's not many breathers there. It's a whole different style of racing, and something that took me a little bit to get used to, that's for sure.
Now, you've driven on a couple of half-mile tracks now that you're kind of a veteran, of course, a lot at Yonkers, where you do a lot of your racing. But, you know, Northfield, I've always thought, now listen, I've never never sat on a horse, but it seems to me, just being a bystander and observer, that Northfield Park really is a lot different of a half-mile track with its banks and flying turns than a lot of the others across the country.
It is, yeah. Horses, they can just last a lot longer at Northfield. You know, you could pull one early in the mile and live to tell about it, you know, later on. At Yonkers, we can't make those moves going into the second turn because it's whatever it is with the track, the bank, and the turns, I don't know. But Northfield is a live half, and, you know, honestly, it's a lot more fun to race at Northfield and be able to make moves like that. It gives you more options, and you know, the racing's just more exciting. Like, let's be real. Like, I love Yonkers and everything is good to me, but the racing in Northfield's more exciting for sure.
Matt, we talked a little bit about Yonkers just a second ago, and of course, you drove Desperate Man, and a lot of harness racing fans certainly know who Desperate Man is, a very accomplished, older pacing horse, and once again, he's doing battle in that very, very tough Borgata series, but we saw a really good edition of Desperate Man a couple of nights ago, and this is, listen, this series, it's an extended leg, that was leg four, it's an extended leg series. So certainly when you start out the series can be a lot different than how you end the series, and you want to have a horse that's peaking kind of at the right time as you approach the finals. Talk to us about that mile that we just saw Desperate Man pace a couple of nights ago.
He was super. He felt like the Desperate Man that we all saw last year through the whole series of the Borgata. He was super. I was thrilled, to be honest, like, you know, to know that he's back and he's ready to rock and roll, because the first start he probably needed. He was a little chubby, a little out of shape, you know, and he raced better the second start. And then I was really disappointed with him in the third start, the third leg there. He kind of caved late. And that's not him. You know, he digs hard and he fights all the way to the wire. He was letting go of me coming off the last turn. Travis, you know, he did his job and he got him straightened out and figured out. I don't know if he was a little sick or whatever it was. I don't remember, but he figured him out, got him ready. And, you know, now he's getting in shape. He's got his, you know, he's back to fighting weight. He's not all roly poly and chubby like coming off the winter break anymore.
Visiting the driver, Matt Kikaly. Matt, continue to talk about your accomplishments. You're a three-time defending driver champ over at Pocono. You've won four driving championships there, I believe, overall, and you're coming off a win in one of the divisions in the Weiss Series final with a horse by the name of Karinchak, a three-year-old trotter, just won for a purse of just under $70,000. Tell us a little bit about this horse.
He's a nice horse. Ray Schnicker trains him. He qualified him at Pocono about a month ago, and after the qualifier, he asked me if I would want to drive him in the Weiss Series. And I mean, you're never going to say no to Ray. You know, he's won any big race there is to win. So, you know, obviously, I said yes, and I knew the horse a little bit from last year, and he's just been getting better each start. He's a really nice young trotter, and I think he's got some big things for the future, that horse.
Once again, visiting with Matt Kikaly. Matt, let's kind of wrap this thing up by talking about some of your future goals. What are some of the races that you want to win that you haven't won as of yet? And maybe what are some of the, you know, the future goals maybe beyond driving for one Matt Kikaly?
You know, I want to just keep doing what I'm doing right now, and it's going good. Do a little Pocono and Yonkers, you know, during the spring and into the summer. I'll start traveling. You know, hopefully land onto a good stake horse that can put me in the winner's circle with some big races. You know, I want to win the jug. That's, you know, not just being on a Delaware radio station, but, you know, the jug is pretty special and something that I've been close a few times. I was second, third, couple fourths and stuff. And, you know, it's a fun day to just be there and race, but that one would be, you know, my bucket list race right now, that and the Meadowlands Pace.
And I'm sure, Matt, if you win the Little Brown Jug, I'm sure we'll have some guys with flags and we'll be donning the Michigan blue, right?
I don't know. You know, I have a lot of friends that are actually in Ohio, and they're all Buckeye fans. So I don't know how that would go, to be honest. I don't know which way we would go with that.
Good call, Matt. I don't think it would be a good idea to don the maize and blue around here. Track announcer at Northfield Park, Kenny Livingood, coming up. You've got Off to the Races.
Cashman's Horse Equipment, proudly serving the equine and livestock community for over 40 years. Do you need rubber mats for your horse stalls? Horse-safe fencing for your farm? A round pen to exercise your next winter? Cashman's has you covered, featuring the highest quality items at the best prices. Visit our friendly and knowledgeable team Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and shop over 10 acres of inventory. Conveniently located in Delaware, Ohio, on US 42 North, just minutes from the home of the iconic Little Brown Jug. Or shop online anytime at cashmans.com.
Love horses? If you show, race, or just like to ride, Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center is here to help your horse live its best life. Our team of board-certified equine specialists provide world-class medical care and surgical care, 24-hour emergency critical care, neonatal intensive care, and advanced diagnostics and imaging 365 days a year. On-farm care is also available through our Columbus and Marysville locations. Call 614-292-6661. Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center. Caring. Down to a science.
Join the fast-paced, exciting world of harness racing. There are hundreds of immediate openings across Ohio for caretakers and grooms. Work with the greatest equine athletes in the country. Standardbred trainers need your help. Health insurance, vision care, prescription benefits, and a retirement plan are available for those that qualify. For more information on how you can be a part of the exciting world of harness racing, call 614-221-3650. That's 614-221-3650.
And we're back on Off to the Races. Mike Bozich here. Another very special guest on this edition of the program, the young, fantastic track announcer, the voice of Northfield Park, Kenny Livingood. Kenny, welcome to the program.
Hey, I appreciate it, man. Excited to talk racing with you.
And listen, like I said last week on the program, or a couple of weeks ago on the program, whenever you have an announcer or a public speaking figure, it always makes for an easy interview. So, you know, usually I do a lot of prep work for guests, but you know what? My sheet is blank when I'm talking to you, my friend. Blank. I have no writing on this sheet at all.
I don't know if that's a good thing. Usually I need a race to be happening to come up with stuff to say.
This show, just don't make me carry this interview, buddy, because I don't have nothing, all right? Anyway, let's get to business. You know, Kenny, you're a young guy. A lot of people weren't familiar with you when you first got started, when they heard that voice at Northfield Park. But I'll tell you, when the first couple of weeks, at least all the feedback that I saw was overwhelmingly positive, and you've done a heck of a job. Tell us how you got started, kind of the early days. What made you want to be an announcer?
Yeah, it's the story I've told before, but I'll make it quick. Is, you know, my grandmother was a big Yankees fan, and she grew up in New York and then lived in Florida as she got older. And so I grew up calling Yankee games on the phone. I pretended to be, you know, John Sterling or Michael Kay, and calling the games on the phone so she could watch, because you couldn't watch the games in Florida because they weren't local. So they got Tampa, Miami. So I'd call and I'd play by play the Yankee game. And then on the weekends, I would call whatever the big race was off a, you know, 12 inch TV or whatever the TVs were back then, tube TVs that are, you know, not flat screens, and you couldn't see anything, but I would make stuff up and just announce horse races. And she loved it. She was my biggest fan. So that's where it started as a kid, just growing up, going to the track and getting very lucky to go to Saratoga, you know, 24/7 every summer, just to be that close to a premier meet kind of spoils you and makes you love the game. And I grew up at Saratoga, and that's what got me hooked on horse racing and the thrill. And it's pretty much all I've ever wanted to do through middle school, through high school, and through college. So here we are.
And you had a backup role, I believe, at Saratoga, right? Harness.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. I worked at a bowling alley, and the guy happened to work at the casino at Saratoga, and he said that he had heard that they were looking for a backup announcer. And I reached out to Sardella, and he was very, very generous in giving me an opportunity to come up there, because I had never called a harness race, had no experience. And he taught me kind of how to call a race and words to say, not to say, because obviously being a thoroughbred guy, running was in my vocabulary through and through. So trying to weed that out through some qualifiers, and then he let me call some races, and then it turned into a pretty substantial fill-in role. More of kind of a backup, because I carted a lot of the Sundays for him while he was, you know, spending time with his family and doing the things that all dads do. And I was fortunate to be in the right place and fill in for him.
And then, of course, you got the nod at Northfield Park. You've been there for a couple of seasons now, and you've obviously called some very nice races. You know, the Battle of Lake Erie's certainly been a staple for quite a while at that oval. Tell us how it's gone so far at Northfield Park, and maybe some of your announcing highlights, so to speak, so far.
Yeah, we're coming up just shy of 2 years. Actually, this week is the kind of the 2 year anniversary of when I first came to Northfield, met everybody, and then a few weeks later accepted the job and moved out. But yeah, so basically 2 years, two battles, two Milsteins, so kind of coming up on trip three of everything. So now we've done it twice and got the nerves out of the way, and it becomes just not just another race, because, you know, the excitement's still there, but not as much pressure really, because we've been here before, we've called it, and at the end of the day it really is just another race. At least that's what I try and tell myself every time. It's been great. They're long nights out here for sure. We're here late. We're working. We're grinding. But the handle's been pretty good, and everybody seems to continue to follow Northfield and support us. So that's all that we can ask for. And yeah, coming up on the battle, 5 weeks, 6 weeks, and Dave and I were just talking today a little bit about some horses that are on the radar to be invited, and it's shaping up to be a pretty stellar field again. So it's a very, very exciting, and always look forward to it each year.
Visiting with Kenny Livengood, the track announcer at Northfield Park. And you know, Kenny, you just brought up a fantastic point about a fine line that I think announcers have to walk. And, you know, in one sense of the token, when you call a big race, you have to, in my opinion, kind of say to yourself that it is another race, because, you know, you don't want to psych yourself out to a point to where there's too many nerves going to call the action. But you do, on the other side of the token, want to put a little bit more emphasis on those particular races. Is that kind of the way you look at it?
Yeah, I want to put on a little bit of a show from my point of view, because you know what? That's what I'm asked to do. I'm the announcer of the track and the voice of the races. So you kind of want to put on your own show, but at the same time, the horses are the show and you don't want to always overshadow what they're doing. And once the race and the gate opens, your whole plan goes out the window. My first battle, I was all excited and amped up, and Ruthless Hanover was coming in off his big performance, which you know very well about, and comes here and he breaks going into the first turn. And so in my mind, the whole race just changed, because I'm setting up for him to be on the lead at the quarter, you know, a quick quarter, because we know how fast of an animal he was, and he breaks, and it just, you have to go to plan B, and just there is no game plan anymore. It's just what's going on, describe the action. That's what we know how to do. And you know, I get 3,000 races a year, so I see a lot of things happen and I know how to describe them. And at the end of the day, they might be a higher quality level of horses, but the race is still just two laps. It's still a mile. There's always a quarter, a half, three quarter, and all that becomes the same. And it's just a routine. So yeah, you get a little more excited, but I think it helped me a lot just kind of saying to myself, hey, it is just another race at the end of the day.
You know, that's one of the handicapping pitfalls that I tend to fall into, and I guess you could compare it to announcing as well, is for some reason, and I know there are people that can do it, that can figure how the race is going to shape up as a T. I am terrible at it, absolutely terrible at it. And the way I feel is that, well, listen, if you think the race is going to set up this way and one horse leaves that you don't expect to, that completely changes the outcome. And the same thing is for, I think, for announcing as well.
Yeah, no, you're 100% on. I agree. If you make a plan and you have an idea of how the race is going to go, it can help you in so many ways, because you kind of know who should be where. But then as soon as one horse doesn't go to plan, it can change the entire thing. And then especially here at Northfield, we have the nine horse or the trailer. And, you know, if anybody watches Aaron Merriman drive from the second tier, he can have that horse on the lead by the quarter. And then there's some horses that aren't that quick and it can get away ninth. So, you know, you can't even commit to knowing where the nine is going to be versus an outside post where, you know, they're probably going to be toward the back. And you can put them in the back of your mind that you're going to get to them later, if they're not, especially if they're not leaving right in front of you where you can see them leaving. So, yeah, game plan. I always try to have some kind of idea of who's going to go to the front, who's going to come from behind, especially if it's a favorite, you know, that doesn't have gate speed. You know the favorite's coming from the back. So trying to have emphasis on knowing where he is. But, yeah, I would say that's my plan when it comes to looking at a race and figuring out kind of how it's going to go, but as soon as the gate opens, it's all out the window from there.
Kenny, just a couple more questions before we let you go, and this is a question as a fellow announcer that I always get, and you know, I'm not really even sure how to answer it anymore, because the longer you do it, the less kind of work you have to really put into it. But the question I always get is, how do you remember the names and the numbers and correlate the names and the numbers as the action's going on?
Yeah, I would consider myself pretty fortunate with the way my brain works. My fiance would yell at me because if she tells me something, I don't remember it, because I can get things to stick in my head for about 60 seconds and then that's it. They're gone, which really works in our profession, because we only need to know the horse's name for, you know, 5 minutes and then it's over. But yeah, I just go through the post parade. So that's the first. Well, you've already handicapped the race. So you start there and you kind of, you know, the three or four horses that you pick and you got to talk about in the post parade that we put on TV. So you got those three kind of down pat. And then the post parade, you've said the horse's name again. And then once I say them once during the race, it's almost like your brain just kind of knows where they are and knows who's next. And seeing the horses every week helps that too. You know, it's not like they're changing names every week or bringing new horses. It's the same kind of revolving 15 races worth of horses pretty much every week.
One final question before we let you go, Kenny. Tell us about the future for Kenny Livingood. What are some of the races that you want to call before you call it quits as an announcer? And I know that's going to be a long time. That's 30, 40, 50 years down the road. But what's some of the races or a race that you want to call before it's all said and done?
That is a loaded question. There's a lot. I guess on the thoroughbred side, because that was ultimately what I've always wanted to do. That's my dream. So I'm going to go there, and I might get some flack from harness people. But I think calling a Travers would probably be number one over a Kentucky Derby, just because the Derby seems so stressful with 20 horses and, you know, there's 150,000 people there. But being able to grow up and go to Saratoga and wanting to be an announcer and get to stand in the same booth and call a race as good as the Travers that Tom Durkin has called, that Larry Colmes has called, that Frank Miramonte's called, just the so many greats that have called that race. And then me being that local kid that just grew up at the track wanting to be an announcer, parlaying that into calling my own Travers down the road, I think that's probably the one that if I ever get that, I can officially feel like I made it. And I succeeded in all my goals throughout being a race caller.
I gotta tell you, that took me by surprise. The dream race for one Kenny Livingood to call before it's all said and done, the Travers. I've interviewed a lot of announcers. You know, Little Brown Jug's obviously the top of the list for a harness, the Hamiltonian for harness, the Kentucky Derby for thoroughbreds, you know, the Preakness, the Belmont Stakes, a Breeders' Crown or a Breeders' Cup race. But the Travers, I mean, obviously a very prestigious Grade 1 event, but certainly not one that you would expect to an announcer to say that would be their dream race to call. But good stuff, man. That was really a blast to sit down with Kenny Livingood today. It's a blast to sit down with Matt Kikaley today. Hey, it's a blast to sit down with all of our guests so far in the first 4 weeks of Off to the Races. We have had a blast so far during the show, and we've got more coming up next Saturday at 9:30 on Off to the Races. Have a good week, everybody.
Love horses? If you show, race, or just like to ride, Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center is here to help your horse live its best life. Our team of board-certified equine specialists provide world-class medical care and surgical care, 24-hour emergency critical care, neonatal intensive care, and advanced diagnostics and imaging 365 days a year. On-farm care is also available through our Columbus and Marysville locations. Call 614-292-6661. Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center. Caring. Down to a science.
Join the fast-paced, exciting world of harness racing. There are hundreds of immediate openings across Ohio for caretakers and grooms. Work with the greatest equine athletes in the country. Standardbred trainers need your help. Health insurance, vision care, prescription benefits, and a retirement plan are available for those that qualify. For more information on how you can be a part of the exciting world of harness racing, call 614-221-3650. That's 614-221-3650.
Cashman's Horse Equipment, proudly serving the equine and livestock community for over 40 years. Do you need rubber mats for your horse stalls? Horse safe fencing for your farm? A round pen to exercise your next winter? Cashman's has you covered, featuring the highest quality items at the best prices. Visit our friendly and knowledgeable team Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and shop over 10 acres of inventory. Conveniently located in Delaware, Ohio on US 42 North, just minutes from the home of the iconic Little Brown Jug. Or shop online anytime at cashmans.com.